You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. Here with Harold Perkins, owner of Galaxy Lending Group, Rosie Certified Mortgage Finance Company. And I've had Harold polish off his fortune-telling crystal ball here to let us know what does he think interest rates are going to do. I certainly didn't anticipate them staying this low as long as they are. How about you?
Rates have continued to stay low, and I should say, as far as my crystal ball, the results are not guaranteed on that. I got it from a discount crystal ball place, but rates have stayed low. We've even seen rates come down a bit in the last couple of months. Right now, rates are as low as they've been since the election. So for most transactions, owner occupied stuff, you'll see rates that are still under 4% for a 30-year fixed, even lower if you're FHA or VA, and 15 years in the low threes. And so rates have maintained a fairly stable level after increasing a little bit after the election. A lot of it is just world news and instability, especially in the Middle East, and just uncertainty with some of the events of the world. And despite the Fed's talking about raising rates and continuing to raise rates throughout the rest of this year, overall mortgage rates have still stayed fairly stable.
Interesting. Now, you know, I was talking to an actual family member just within the last 30 days who is at a fairly high interest rate, because I was telling them what you did for me. I mean, you cut my interest rate in half on the properties we had. And so I was sharing that with them, and they said, yeah, but I don't want to refinance now because I don't want to stretch back out to another whole full 30 year, because it's just another 30 years of interest I've got to pay. I'd rather pay 7 for the 16 years I got left than 3 for 30 years.
Sure.
But you can beat that.
Absolutely. You can do any term that you prefer. And so what we've seen more than ever are really odd number terms, where we'll do a 26-year term. We'll do a 22-year term on a loan. And for exactly that reason, we don't want to go back out to 30 years. Somebody's lived in their home for 5 or 6 years already. And so instead of doing the typical 30-year term, we'll do 24. We'll take a year off of the term. With the reduction in interest rate, oftentimes you're still reducing your monthly payment and you're reducing the term of the loan. When you look at the money that it saves you over that term of the loan, we were actually in the office, we were looking at it last week. And as we were talking about it, we said, you know, the difference it makes is the difference between a minivan.
Yeah.
You could save $25,000-$30,000 just by adjusting the term of the loan.
So we don't have to refinance for the full 30. I'm guessing you'll be getting a call from this family member, because I did encourage them. Look, you don't have to go 30 years every time you refinance. They broke that rule 15, 20 years ago.
And you don't have to go all the way down to 15 or 10 or something shorter either. You can go anywhere in between. As long as it's a full year, so we can do 16 years, we can do 21, it doesn't matter. You can do anything in between. And a lot of times, if you were to go down to the 15-year term, it makes the payment too high, and so that it doesn't fit in the budget, but 20 years would be okay. And so that's what we need to look at when we look at those.
Well, you were telling me that the business is good right now with Maricopa County growing as fast as it is. Your business is going to be doing good. Our business in remodeling is absolutely going nuts. I mean, it's not like 25% better or 50% better. I mean, it's like 300% better. I mean, it is literally going nuts. The National Residential Remodeling Index right now is surpassed what it's ever been, by about 6 to 8%. And we're doing that with about 30% less labor. So we're being stretched to the absolute max. But what's driving it is people have equity now.
Yes.
And remodeling follows equity. Now, how creative can y'all get without being irresponsible for someone that has some good equity. I have a couple in Moon Valley that bought a three-bedroom, three-bathroom, 2,600-square-foot home with elevation, views over all of Moon Valley, absolutely beautiful. They bought that home in 2009 for like $160,000. And that home today is worth approaching $450,000. So they got a little equity.
Yes.
And they've been living in that 40-year-old kitchen, you know, while they're waiting for the equity to come up. So what can y'all do for somebody with that kind of equity?
Well, there's a couple of things in that example that come to mind. The first thing to look at is depending on the cost of the remodel, they may already have enough equity to cover the cost of the remodel. And if it makes sense to refinance their current mortgage to pull the equity out, to take cash out to pay for the remodel, that's a very cost-effective way of doing it.
And there's probably a couple tools you could use. You could use the home equity line. You could completely refinance. You could do a second. We're going to have to take a bottom of the hour break here right now. But when we come back, let's talk about those folks and how they can use tools of your industry to get the house of their dreams.
Awesome.
All right.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.